Hello everyone, my name's Charlotte G and I'm a compulsive overeater. Maintaining 6 months and 3 days worth of abstinence. Many of you in this room might be surprised by that, because the last time you saw me, I think I had 3.5 years of abstinence. But I had a relapse, and that's going to be part of what I want to share today. I am also going to share a little bit about how sometimes to maintain unity, the right thing is to step away and restart. Firstly, I want to start by expressing my gratitude for, firstly, OA. That's given me so much in the last 4.5 years. When I came to OA, I was, I'm sorry if these numbers mean nothing to you, but I'm sure you can Google later. I was 27 stone, or nearly, and I'm now 19 stone. That's a heck of a weight loss, at least as far as I'm concerned. And yes, I've still got quite a bit to go, but that's massive. But the thing is that even with the relapse that I mentioned, I've been able to maintain that weight loss and continue hopefully to go further, those numbers to reduce down. I also am so grateful for each one of the four sponsors that I've worked with. My current sponsor, who is a member of the Board of Trustees of OA, gives a lot of services as I do, and services is absolutely an essential part of me and my recovery. Anybody who knows me knows. Probably knows that's true. Sometimes to my own detriment, sometimes. But my current sponsor helps me to maintain my abstinence in relation to my service. Because abstinence for me is not just about not binging and not eating certain foods, but am I abstinent from aggressive emotions? Am I abstinent from taking on too much when I'm really not capable of it? And there are so many ways to be abstinent. And although in a way we have a policy that says abstinence is the action of refraining from compulsive eating and working towards a healthy body weight, and that's very true. But I think for me, there are other ways too. Think for many of us, and especially true for me, and I hate admitting this still, relapse is part of my journey. I used to believe and judge other people and think that relapse meant failure. Relapse meant that I wasn't good enough. Relapse meant that nobody would like me anymore. That the people who I'd associated with for years would just stop communicating with me. And that somehow a relapse would erase all of the progress I'd made in the several years that I'd been in OA. But I've come to understand that relapse is not a reflection of my worth or my ability or your ability to communicate with me, but rather it's simply a moment, maybe a little longer, maybe it's a little shorter for some of us, but for me, of quite a short moment where I lost connection with my higher power, my program, and myself. And it's all three of those things led me to that thing, my higher power, myself, and my program. And it's really that losing connection with self that led me into the path. The real question is not, for me, is not, did I relapse? Because I knew that I did, but rather, what do I do next? My sponsor asked me this question. I rang her in such an emotionally tight space. I left her a voice note and I said, Cindy, I can't talk right now. I need to tell you some stuff. And I can talk to you tomorrow. And the first thing she did was just ask, so what happens next? What do you want to do? And in that moment, all I said was, I don't know, but what I do know is OA has the answer. I've never been able to get free of food except for OA. I'm not leaving, but I don't know what happens next. Oh my goodness, full face. So I've just been spotlighted. And so, that restarting and maintaining unity by restarting can sometimes be very humbling. It was for me. However, some people in this room know that humility is probably not my strongest character asset that I have. My higher powers bless me with certain skills, and that sometimes comes across in anything but human, but being humble. However, this period of time reminded me that I needed to be humble. It also reminded me that I'm not in control, neither within relation to myself, my service, or my program. I needed my higher power, I needed my fellows, and I needed the steps to guide me back to that sense of sanity. And as I said, by the grace of God, 6 months later, I am abstinent again. Yes, I will get my abstinence back to 3.5 years again if I continue to do the right thing. But for me, each restart in my program, whether it be restart after relapse, whether it be just restarting to a service position that I once held, stepped away and stepped back into later, whatever that restart is, whether it be in a way, whether it be in my normal day-to-day life, whether it be in relation to others, each restart is a chance for me to reaffirm my commitment to my fellows, my friends, my workplace, my church, whatever it might be. Sometimes, and this has been true for me recently, sometimes stepping away from something that is becoming toxic for you, for me, is the right thing to do. I was part of an intergroup. I was on the board of that intergroup, but I was becoming toxic. There were two personalities within that intergroup that I would constantly butt heads against. It could have been that my abstinence was not my emotional abstinence was not in the right place for a while. But there was these two individuals that I would constantly struggle with. But I loved providing a healthy space for recovery to grow. And I wanted to be part of an intergroup where I didn't necessarily feel like I was like butting heads against another person. So I decided to step away from that service role. Decided that that was the right thing for me. It was the right thing for the people I was serving with. And ultimately, it was the right people for the people that the board were serving. Because if the board are at loggerheads, that can only have a knock-on effect to the rest of the intergroup. And then I had the opportunity, the privilege, the joy in helping create a brand new intergroup. And I'm deliberately not mentioning names of intergroups here because this is OA footsteps, and I don't want to bring other personalities into this. However, I had the privilege of creating a brand new intergroup with an amazing group of friends that is exactly that space of healthy recovery and healthy growth that I was looking for, that I was trying to find. That group of people has been the most amazing group of friends that have helped me grow after my relapse. They've helped me grow in the creation of this new intergroup, and by the grace of God, elected me as the chair of the intergroup, which I'm deeply privileged and deeply humbled that they felt that even though I didn't quite meet the qualifications, I was still the right person to chair that intergroup. And so for me, unity is about a few things. Firstly, honesty. I need to be honest with myself. I need to be honest with where my program's at, and I need to be honest with my fellows. Unity is about progression and not perfection. Yes, I might make mistakes, but it's not, I have to start all over again from the beginning. Let's brush myself off and continue just one step in front of another. And sometimes stepping away is what I need to do in order to maintain unity within myself, within my program, and with my fellows around me. It's on days like Unity Day that I'm reminded that no matter where I personally am on my recovery journey, that there are people behind me. Maybe it's brand new. Maybe this is your first ever meeting you've ever been to. I don't know. Or maybe you've been here. I know there's at least one person in the room with decades of recovery, whose recovery I personally respect. And no matter where I am, there are people around me on their own journey. And what's important is that we all working together. We're all striving to become a better version of ourselves. I'm not trying to be better than Marilyn or Mary or Heather. I'm just trying to be a better version of me and more connected with my higher power. And yeah, I might meet LG or Denise or Marilyn on that path, but I'm never in competition with them. I'm only in trying to be more connected to myself, my program, and my higher power. And those are the three fundamentals for me: myself, my higher power, and my program today. And if I keep working those things, then I need never relapse again. But I never say never. I only say that for today, I will try to do all three of those things. Hope some of this share made sense. And thank you very much for listening to me. And with that, I will pass.